Hello, and welcome to the Power Your Advice podcast, brought to you by Advisorpedia. In this series, we interview innovators from across the financial services industry to help you understand who they are, what they do, and why that matters to you and your clients. And now, please join your host, Doug Heikkinen.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Customer sentiment has shifted, and according to recent data by Lincoln Financial, 61% of consumers are looking for investments that offer an equal mix of growth and protection. It's important for insurance carriers to listen to customer sentiment, and Lincoln Financial Group has innovated to launch two new account options within its fixed index annuity portfolio to give clients additional strategies that offer growth potential with 100% downside protection. Today, we have David Wood, the Vice President and Head of Fixed and Fixed Index Annuity Sales at Lincoln here, to talk to us about these two new strategies. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Before we get into the details of this, what are some of the things you look at when you're in the research and development stages of creating new strategies?
You know, it's a great question. Honestly, we try to look at it through three lenses. First, the retail client, right? I mean, the retail client is essentially our North Star. We want to make sure that, you know, like you mentioned in your opening comments, protection is key to a lot of our clients. You know, protection is really what helps with their decision making. After we think about the retail client, we move on to the financial professional. That's truly who our customer is. Financial professionals, no matter where they sit, we want to make sure that this is useful in their practice and in their planning with those retail clients. And then again, it's all around retirement planning. Clients that are near to retirement or in retirement, will this be beneficial to those retail clients within the financial professional's practice? And then finally, through the lens of Lincoln, you know, we want to make sure what we put out in the marketplace is viable, is credible, and fits within our brand and our goals. And our goals are to not only to innovate, but really to help clients protect and grow their assets during retirement. So we look at it initially through those lens. The other thing we do is we analyze the marketplace in general. I mean, if you think about the marketplace and where things have been, especially in 2023, I mean, FIA sales or fixed index annuity sales, I should say, were almost $96 billion, up 20% year over year. And in the fourth quarter in the FIA marketplace, it was almost $25 billion in total sales, an increase of 10% year over year. So fixed index annuities are growing in popularity. They're growing in use by financial professionals. And again, it's a key theme. It's protection. And when we think about protection, you know, the retail clients, the consumers have worked for decades growing and building their wealth while they're working. And the last thing they need is a setback during retirement. And really, that's what the goal of a fixed and fixed index annuity is eliminate the setbacks. Let's just move forward. And we do that through innovative strategies and designs. And so, like I said, we look through the three lenses, we analyze the marketplace. And then finally, you know, it really is making sure that we're complementing what's out there and that we are enhancing the current portfolio, because we've been doing this for over two decades right now. And, you know, we have a lot of experience, a lot of expertise. And we want to make sure that we're just enhancing the story, not detracting from it.
So after you look through those three lenses, what did Lincoln decide to do?
That's what's so exciting right now, Doug. I mean, if you think about this, I've been at Lincoln almost 17 years now, and innovation has never been more prevalent than it is now at Lincoln. And that's really because we're so committed to this marketplace. So what we did is we broadened the portfolio, like I just mentioned. We took a look at the portfolio and said, where could we make enhancements to help retail consumers to let these products broaden their use cases for financial professionals? And when we did that, we looked at two options. The first is called a dual trigger account. And we launched that on all of our fixed index annuities. You know, we pioneered the trigger methodology over two decades ago. And why is that trigger methodology so important? It's really simplistic. So it's simplicity and it's predictability. And the way that trigger methodology works is if the S&P is flat or positive, the client can get the full specified rate. So if we think about that, the S&P does 0, 1, 2, 3%. If that rate is 8% per se, S&P does 1, client gets 8. S&P does 4, client gets 8. S&P does 10, client gets 8. But the beauty is leading with protection, right? If the S&P pulls back 10, 20, 30%, whatever it may be, the client doesn't lose a dime. Again, we don't want setbacks. We want to move forward. And that's exactly what we do with the fixed index annuity. But that trigger methodology was key to our decision making. You know, we've been a pioneer here, and we wanted to innovate off that. So that dual trigger, not only does the client get positive crediting as long as the S&P is flat or positive, but they can also get positive crediting even if the market's down. And again, let me say that again, because I think it is so powerful when we think about these clients, you know, in the conservative allocations in their portfolios. The S&P can be negative and they can still move forward. So how does that work? If the S&P, let's say the rate, the specified rate is 7%. If the S&P is down 2, the client would still get a 5% positive return. S&P is down 5, client still gets a 2% positive return. And only if the S&P is down more than the rate, so in this case 7, would the client not move forward, but they also don't move backwards. Their account value is fully protected, so they have that downside protection, but now there's more ways for them to move forward in retirement, to grow their retirement assets. So that dual triggering is just a huge win for us. And like I said, we put that on all of our fixed index annuities because we wanted to make sure every financial professional, no matter where they sat, could offer that solution to their retail consumers or to their retail clients, because we think it is so powerful for their retirement assets. The second strategy we launched is our one-year S&P 500 10% daily risk control trigger account option. And again, we're innovating off the trigger, right? As long as the S&P is flat or positive, the client will get the full specified rate. In this account, we're really using the S&P 500 10% daily risk control index. As long as that index is flat or positive, the client will get the specified rate. And because that indice is less volatile than, say, a traditional S&P, we have the ability to offer the client higher rates than just a traditional S&P trigger. Again, offering a new solution that sticks with its theme of simplicity and predictability, but through the lens of the retail client, how can we offer a little higher upside potential? We can do that by using an indice that's a little less volatile, but keeping the same trigger strategy. So again, when I think about these two strategies, I think about how did we think through the lens of the retail consumer, that being our North Star, how can the financial professional use these strategies in their retirement planning, and did we broaden and enhance a portfolio? And the answer to all three of those is yes, we did. It's a great tool for our financial professionals to use.
Why did Lincoln decide to launch these new strategies within its fixed indexed annuity portfolio?
You know, Doug, the timing is perfect. Look, even with markets going up in 2023, and even with interest rates rising, you know, at the end of 2023, there was $6 trillion sitting in cash on the sidelines. Let me say that number again. $6 trillion sitting in cash. We know that retail clients are sitting there and they have worries. They have concerns. It could be concerns on the market. It could be concerns around inflation. It could be concerns around politics. There's a lot of concerns, a lot of worries on the minds of consumers. And especially when they're near or in retirement, those concerns are amplified because, again, clients don't want to move backwards. You know, I've been here 17 years. I've worked 17 years to save and build for retirement. I have another 17 to 20 to go. And when I get there, I don't want things in the market to derail my retirement plans. And so they're sitting in cash. The question is, how do we get that cash off the sidelines to give them some returns without putting their portfolio at risk? And that's really around the fixed index annuity. And that's really around these two new strategies. The demand for protection, we see it in the market, and we see it in the market in terms of sales, with almost $100 billion of FI sales in 2023, and that number is expected to grow for years and years to come. You know, these strategies will round out the portfolio, and again, and give that client more opportunities for forward growth, forward movement, while still offering that downside protection. So that's exactly why we wanted to launch them. And again, innovation is key. We've had that trigger methodology, like I mentioned, for over two decades right now. How do we innovate off that trigger methodology? We do it through our dual trigger and through our S&P 10% daily risk control trigger.
As the fixed index annuity marketplace continues to grow, how do you differentiate yourselves from the competition?
Look, we love competition. Seeing this marketplace evolve and grow over my time here at Lincoln, just shows the value that these tools offer retail consumers and financial professionals alike. We've seen this marketplace grow. We've seen the utilization of financial professionals grow. But what is also key here is we have to innovate, right? And innovation is how we differentiate ourselves from our competitors. And, you know, the first step along that innovation is the launch of these two new strategies, right? We want to make sure when we think about differentiation and innovation, we stick to a few key themes. First, simplicity and predictability. We think that is paramount to clients. Clients don't want complexity, nor do they want volatility in retirement. We want to take that away. We want to make it simple and predictable as possible. So that's one differentiator, is that theme. The second is around allocations. And when I say allocations, what I mean is we don't want to lead with one strategy. We want to have multiple strategies for the financial professionals and retail consumers to use. And this innovation helps us broaden the portfolio, so that consumers or financial professionals can utilize multiple strategies, kind of making an all-weather type portfolio, so that it, again, if the downside is protected, let's have more opportunities for growth. And that's what each of these strategies do. And then finally, at the end, you know, it's a commitment. You know, we're making commitments to not only the financial professional, but the retail client, that they're trusting their retirement funds to Lincoln. And we want to make sure we're giving the best possible experience, both from customer service, but also the strategies within. So Doug, that's really how Lincoln differentiates itself from our competitors. And I think those themes, along with these new strategies, will truly set us apart in the marketplace.
We love to give our audience concrete action steps they can put into practice with their clients after listening to the show. What are one or two things you think financial professionals can do now?
You know, the first thing is to take notice of what clients are saying. We've heard it loud and clear. Protection is key. If you look at trends in 2023 and 2022, the trend in the theme of protection is paramount to clients' decision-making processes. No matter what solutions, not just for fixed and index annuities at Lincoln, but a lot of the solutions on the marketplace, the ones that offer protection are the ones that are growing and becoming more and more in favor with retail clients. So the first thing I would say to any financial professional listening today is make sure you're utilizing solutions that offer protection for your clients' retirement needs. We believe that fixed and index annuities, specifically fixed index annuities, offer a great form of protection without sacrificing growth opportunities. The two new strategies offer the growth opportunities. So first I would say, Doug, is utilize protection. The second thing I would talk about is protection, but allocations and strategies matter. And when I think about that and what we've talked about today, I always go back to how can a financial professional look like a hero to their clients? Question is, how do you look like a hero to your clients? When the market's correct and you've protected their nest egg, that financial professional is a hero, right? Save them from 20, 30% downside in the market. At the same time, when we think about the trigger methodology, it's amazing how many clients are blown away that they can get a 7, 8, 9% return, whatever it may be, when the market only does 0, 1, 2, or 3%. Those clients look at their financial professionals not only as trusted advisors, but really almost like heroes. And when we think about a financial professional who is a hero to their clients, what we see typically in the marketplace is that they have a higher level of client retention. They hold more of the client's assets. And most importantly, and I'm going to highlight this one for all the financial professionals listening today, most importantly, that financial professional has more referrals because they have happy clients. Clients who move forward and not backwards in retirement because they have protection and they have growth opportunities offer their financial professionals more referrals than others. And those are the two key themes today, Doug, is add protection and then add allocation strategies that move your clients forward, not backwards. And you're going to have happy clients, and happy clients stay with you, give you more assets, and give you more referrals.
David, that sounds like a great plan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, Tom, Doug.
To learn more about Lincoln Financial Group, please visit lincolnfinancial.com. Please follow us for timely updates on X, LinkedIn, and Facebook, all at Advisorpedia. For everyone at Advisorpedia, our producer, Julia Smolin, our engineer, Tori Miller, and the Power Your Advice podcast team, this is Doug Heikkinen.